We are glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
People all around the world know His name, but no one alive today has ever met Him. He went down into a kingdom that was foreign to Him and faced incredible danger, all in order to save the ones that He loved. He had the ability to do miraculous things. When He died, He was able to come back to life. But the most amazing thing He ever did was that He gave us the ability to come back to life with Him.
It's me, Mario!
Days I'd come home and man, I just wanted to collapse into bed, but there was stuff I needed to do, stuff had to get done, and so I'd sit and work long into the night and then maybe go to bed and then get up early the next day and be exhausted the whole day through. And then to top it off, last night we lose an hour. Man, I could use some extra life. I could use some extra strength to get through this. When I lost that hour, man, I could use that little extra life in there. Can anybody relate to that? Well, that's not what I'm talking about today. Over the past couple weeks, we've had a great sermon series from Pastor Chris about temptation. We learned that temptation gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, becomes death. And in video games, an extra life is like a do-over. It's a second chance. And sometimes when we succumb to temptation, man, we could really use a do-over. We regret what we've done. We would really like a second chance. Well, that would be a great sermon too, but again, that's not the sermon I'm preaching today. I literally want to talk to you today about having an extra life. Okay? And yes, I am going to talk about video games a little bit. Please forgive me. You see, when I was very young, the original Nintendo came out, and that was a big thing. That was played a very important part of my formative years. I logged many hours playing Super Mario. And so today, I still relate a lot of things back to those old video games. Situations in life, I think, what would Mario do in this situation? Now, I don't go that far, but every once in a while, things just remind me of them. And so, even if you've never played video games, if you've never seen anyone play, kids or grandchildren, stick with me, please, because I think there's something in this message for you. All right. So, who knows what this is? That's the extra life from Super Mario, right? That's what you, when you find that, you get an extra life. In old video games, the extra life was awesome because it gave you another chance. You had, if you could earn a couple extra lives, you could, if you died in a level, you could go and play it over again. So the way it worked was, in the corner of the screen, there was like a life counter of how many lives that you had. And when you find one of these things, then, hey, I got an extra life. Awesome. It was great. That concept always fascinated me. You could earn extra lives. And sometimes you would lose some, but that's so foreign to our life. In real life, there's no such thing as an extra life. You can't earn extra lives. I always thought it'd be so awesome if you could, but I was just blown away. how did they think of that to begin with? Like, the closest thing I could think of was when they say cats have 9 lives, like they have extra lives stored up. It was, just seemed like such a weird concept that you have these extra lives in your back pocket to pull out when you need them. So they were really valuable. They were the most important power-up you could get in these old video games. And so they were also the most rare. But in real life, they're, I guess you could say they're even more rare because they don't exist.
Right.
We only get one life, right?
Right?
What do the kids say? You only live once? Yeah, Ian Fleming was wrong. We only get one chance. That's one of the things that makes video games so entertaining, because in these video games, we could have these extra lives and have do-overs. It was great. In the real world, we don't get that. If there was such a thing, if there was a little green mushroom out there, and if you got it, you could come back to life from the dead, man, we still couldn't get it. It would be way too expensive. Billions of dollars. I mean, they would be reserved for like the most important people. And on top of that, in old arcade games, if you ever went to the arcade and played Pac-Man or something like that, sometimes you could get extra lives by putting in more quarters.
Yeah.
Oh no, do you want to continue? Put in 50 cents. Well, so you could buy extra lives with money. Some people think that's how it works in the real world. People spend a lot of money trying to prolong their life. They go to real extremes, but some of those are good, but you're never going to earn an extra life. You only get one life. We're all eventually going to die. To make matters worse, we're on a timer. In Super Mario, there was a little timer up in the corner, and you had to finish the level before time ran out. Otherwise, you would die anyway. Well, our lives are limited. I don't mean to be a downer. I started talking about video games, but our lives are limited. It says so in the Bible. Psalm 90, verse 12, the psalmist says, "Teach us to number our days. Help us to pay attention to how short our days are." James 4, verse 14, "What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Psalm 103, verses 15 and 16, "As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more." Our lives are limited. They're short. And God recognizes this. It's in His Word. God knows we need an extra life. And so, He provided one. God gave us His extra life. Amen? As it says in our memory verse, Christ, who is our life.
Yes.
Jesus gave us His life. He laid down His life for us. John chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
Yes.
I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." Jesus gave us His life. He gave His life for us.
Right.
Jesus died so that we could receive His life. And we have a symbol of that. Just like in Mario, there's that green mushroom that represents the extra life. What do we have? We received it today. We have communion. John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said, in fact, then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life."
Yes.
Continuing in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He even goes on to say, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. In Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 24, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take it, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, he said to them. Jesus' body and blood, symbolized in the communion elements, represent that life that he gave us. And it's not a coincidence that he chose bread and wine. We need food to live. Jesus used this food to represent what really gives us life. Jewish people believed that the life of an animal, the life of a person, was in the blood of that creature. That's why they have rules back in the Old Testament about not drinking the blood of animals. Don't eat meat with the blood still in it, because the life of the creature was in that blood. Jesus gave us his blood. It represented his life for us. And we receive it. We take it into ourselves. It becomes a part of us. We receive Jesus' life. We have his life in us. When we receive communion, it's a reminder that his body was broken for us and his blood was shed for us. It's really important that we discern what's going on in communion, that we're receiving his life. His life is in us, but you have to receive it. You got to recognize who Jesus is, that he could give us his life. Well, then there's a problem. You see, we don't have a life counter. We don't have a little number that floats off above our head somewhere. Our bodies weren't made to have more than one life. We can't keep one in the bank. So, in order to receive Jesus' life, our life, the one we have to begin with, has to go somewhere. We have to lay down our life to receive Jesus' life. How do we do that? Well, symbolically, we do that through baptism. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
That's good. Thank you, Jesus.
But then, it's not really an extra life. We still only have one life. Now we have Jesus' life instead of our old life, but it's still just one life, right? So, what's the point? Well, boy, I hope you see what the point is. The point is, it's Jesus' life.
All right.
Jesus is God. He gives us his eternal life. It is real life. It is truly eternal life. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving that to us. That's what life really is. Either way, whether you receive it or not, our mortal bodies are going to die. In the book of Hebrews, it says, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. We're all destined, our mortal bodies are destined to die once. But without Jesus, without his life in us, our one life would perish. And I don't mean we die and that's the end, game over. Because of our sin, we would go down to destruction. Our sin separates us from God. We would go to hell, perpetual death. But Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Our body will die, but if we have Christ's life in us, God will raise us up. It is a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing that he did for us. In Romans 6, verse 5, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his."
That's good.
And back in John chapter 6, verses 50 and 51, "But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Let's take another look at the last verse of our memory scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." He gives us his life. He will raise us up when we have that life in us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
His life is eternal. It never ends.
Yes.
And there's other benefits. Through his life, because we have his life in us, we are children of God. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, "Yet all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." The Bible talks about the spirit of adoption. We are adopted into God's family.
Yeah.
We receive the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. And in John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." We can do the things that Jesus did when we have his life in us. Amen?
Yes.
Praise God. Man, that is amazing. But the best thing, one of the best things we can do, one of the things that he did, when we have his life in us, we can lay down our lives for others. In fact, we are called to lay down our lives for others. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." We can and should share this extra life with others.
Yeah.
We have this extra life within us. You can give it to others.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you? So we have Jesus' eternal life in us. Right?
Yes.
We're, in a way, we're sort of invincible. Does that mean we can go and live a wild life? It doesn't matter, we can't be killed, we're good? No, that's not what I'm saying. This is important. We can be bold in fighting the works of the enemy because the enemy can't destroy us. We have Christ's life in us. But that's Jesus' life in us. We should be respectful of the life that he gave us. Use it in a way that he would want us to. Again, Chris talked about temptations. We all face temptations. Don't waste your life going after things that are going to lead you away from God. Don't waste this life that you've been given. This is Jesus' life. Even when you're going about your day, just being unloving to the people around you. That's Jesus' life in you. Don't use his life for that. Live for him. He gave his life for you. Live in such a way that's worthy of this life that he has given you. Jesus said, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." What's the goal of a video game? The goal is to beat the game, to win, right? When John 16, verse 33, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world." We will face trials. We will have problems in this life. But Jesus has overcome the world. He's already won. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. He's one, and if we abide in him and he abides in us, we have overcome the world. We win also. God has blessed us with this life that we have. His life is eternal. We have life in us because of him and what he did for us. So we need to approach our life looking at how we can share it with others. Man, if you had this extra life, it wouldn't be right to just keep it to yourself, to tuck it away. It is for everybody. The most amazing thing about it is that as you give it away, as you share God's word, God's love, this life with others, it doesn't deplete what you've got at all. It just multiplies. So, we're about to come to the altar today. As we do, I want you to thank Jesus for this life that he has given us. If you want this extra life, all you have to do is receive Jesus. If you've already accepted Jesus and his life is in you, you're a child of God. So, come to the altar and talk to our Heavenly Father. Talk to him about how you can live up to this life that has been given to you, how you can share this life with others, how you can lay down your life for others. If you're in this place today and you're facing trouble, talk to God. Draw strength from him. Ask him to renew the life and the strength within you. We want to pray with you. If you need special prayer or you would like someone to pray with you today, come up close. Stand within the first 2 feet of the altar and someone will come and pray with you. These altars are open. Come, let's talk to God.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about Redemption, look us up online at www.redemption-church.com and be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.